progresses, and then, of course, moving into the 2025 campaign next fall. So, like I said, Emory Warrior football alive and well here as I see what looks like an anthill as I look out with little kids everywhere. Flag football on the right of the 50. On the north end of the field is tackle football. I'm going to guess those are third and fourth graders, but that is only a wild guess based on their size and shape. So really a lot of fun here to watch these little ones play the game, America's game, of course, that everybody seems to love, and football and growing in popularity. A lot of stuff going on, you know, at the upper levels with the NFL rule changes to protect players. I personally am a bit sick of the streaming and having to pay for football. I grew up in an era where you got three channels. Two of them didn't come in very well, but when it was on, it was on, and it was free. And if you wanted to improve your reception, you climbed up on the roof and turned the antenna. And now, of course, you're paying for everything. And I love the Green Bay Packers, but when they go to pay-per-view, I will be outside raking leaves or chasing the wily white-tailed deer. Yeah, I'm just not going to go there. I live in an area where I just don't get good Wi-Fi anyway. And so I talk smart, but let's talk a little bit about some hurricane relief projects going on here in the Emory area. The Barron County donation drive for victims of Hurricane Helene. At this time, the most needed items. Let me tell you first where this is happening. It's happening tomorrow, October 12th, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Barron County Fairgrounds. So if you are interested in helping with hurricane relief, and I know there's a lot of folks around here that get into that volunteer spirit, farm supplies that are needed, small square hay bales, large bales, square bales that is, bagged feed, deer corn, bagged cow feed, horse feed, dog and cat food, fencing supplies are needed, posts, wires, household items, baby bottles, diapers, formula, blankets, water, non-perishables, peanut butter, toilet paper, paper towel, and then, of course, monetary donations. There's an account set up at the Cumberland Federal Bank under Farmers Helping Farmers. They have a goal of raising $3,000 to purchase fuel for trucks. Any additional money will be used to purchase additional items to deliver to those in need down south. So, yeah, I've been hit hard here with a couple of hurricanes down in the southeast. And if you're interested in helping, you can contact these people. Kurt Wolk, I hope I said his name right, 715-641-0382. If you're interested in helping with donations or volunteering, also monetary donations or volunteering, Caitlin Eisenbach. I hope I said her name right. 715-928-2785. If you are interested in helping with hurricane relief efforts, once again, Barron County donation drive, Barron County Fairgrounds this Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Check that out, and everybody appreciates any help you can get. Along those same lines, the Emory FFA has put together a donation opportunity for those of you willing to help. Join the Emory FFA as they help Jerry's Towing fill a truck for Hurricane Helene relief. They're collecting over-the-counter medications, water, toothbrushes, toothpaste, toiletries, gently used or new coats, clothing, boots, shoes, all ages, kids and adults, clothes, tarps, tents, blankets, etc. You name it. If they need it, you can donate it. Bring a donation to the football game Friday night. That's tonight. So if you're listening to this, you already have donated, or you're coming out here at halftime and you're going to donate. Free hot chocolate from the Emory FFA food stand for anybody that brought a donation to the game tonight. Yeah, and also, door G behind the Emory is where you can drop stuff off, behind the Emory High School, that is. So couple of opportunities there for volunteers. Barron County Donation Drive. Once again, tomorrow, 8 a.m. to 11, Barron County Fairgrounds. Sounds like they need a lot of farm supplies, hay and feed, etc. And then also the Amory FFA and Jerry's Towing. You can help with that. So thank you very much to those who have put that together. A lot of people in need to our south. We like to think if we were hit by something up here in the Northland, that we would have people coming to our aid from south of the Mason-Dixon line. So appreciate that and all the good work that people are doing there. Once again, you're listening to Amory Warrior Football on 107.5 WLAK. Hey, don't forget, you can get the Civic Media app, free download. I downloaded that, and I've been listening to talk radio, some interesting programs on there. Badger Football on 107.5, the Coaches Show, the Badger Coaches Show at 5 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. I caught that last week here on the Civic Media app, so good programming there. We're trying to resurrect small town radio and bring sports back to hometown sports back to the radio for folks to listen to. So that first half, I don't have any stats for you other than just kind of the eye test here. And that, as we mentioned, that Panther team is going to be a run-heavy team. They threw the ball more than I thought they would. I'm just going to throw out a ballpark guess and say that they threw, probably 8-9 times. They had one drive where they had back-to-back throws. Punath throws a nice ball, lefty. Not a big kid, but a good-looking athlete. And scrambles well and picked up a few yards with his feet tonight. And then, of course, the big bookend setbacks. Buckle and Haig, 33 and 34, seniors 6'2", 6'1", 205 apiece. So they bring a load when they come. And they have done the majority of the work here on the ground tonight for the St. Croix Central Panthers. Once again, St. Croix Central 2-5 overall. No, I've got that wrong. 5-2 overall. And I'm going to get the right sheet here so I don't mess this up. 3-2 in the Middle Border Conference. A win tonight would assure them a playoff berth. Under head coach John Tackman, his sixth year there, they average 30 points per game, so they can put up some points, and they're sitting right now at 9. So I'm sure the coaches are talking about that. They lost to Ellsworth earlier, September 6th, 26-6. And then versus a very good Prescott team, 39-20 on September 27th. And they will play Baldwin-Woodville on October 18th, so that's next Friday night. And Baldwin-Woodville right now is in the catbird seat, so to speak, because they're up at halftime, the last I heard, 20-0 over the Cardinals of Prescott. State champs back in 2016 were these Central Panthers, and then they've got a pair of runner-up trophies in their trophy case in 17 and 18. So that is a rarefied air up here in northwest Wisconsin. If you've got a gold ball in your trophy case and you are not a private school, that is fairly rare. If you've got three gold and silver balls in football, that is pretty impressive. And this is a football school, this St. Croix Central school. Amory Warriors, on the other hand, they are 2-5 overall, 1-4. They had that sole victory down in Altoona a couple of weeks ago. So they're looking for a chance to squeak into the playoffs, but they got to win tonight, and they got to win next week. I believe they are in Somerset next week, and that is it's a good chance they can win that ball game. Last week they lost to the Prescott Cardinals, number 4 team in the state in the division. 48-10, these Warriors. So a lot's going on here in the middle border. Got some upper echelon teams that are going to compete statewide with anybody. And then you've got some teams that are in what we would call a rebuild situation. We'll put Altoona there. We'll put Somerset there. Amory Warriors to a degree. Trying to bounce back from a couple of tough losses and get back in the win column here of the Warriors. So the little kids scramble off the field. Some of them look like they're going to be hitting the Gatorade hard. Some of them look like they're going to be hitting the rack here before you know it. A lot of little kids with flags on for flag football, full pads. As the Amory Warriors take the football field again on the south end, doing their stretches. And on the north end of the football field, the Panthers, as the halftime ticks down to just under 2 minutes here. Amory Warrior football, 107.5 WLAK Lake Erie here in Amory. And again on the Civic Media app. Let's take a quick break and we'll come back and we will set the table for the second half here in Amory.
Looking for reliable cable TV, telephone, and internet services in Amory? Look no further than Northwest Communications. Whether you're streaming your favorite shows, staying connected with loved ones, or working from home, Northwest Communications has you covered with fast, dependable service. Ready to upgrade? Visit them online, www.nwcom.net, or call 715-268-7101. Experience the best in local service with Northwest Communications, keeping Amory connected.
My name is Ariel. I moved to the U.S. at 19. I spoke no English and I struggled finding job opportunities. Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
See what kind of listenership we get.
All right, welcome back here. Amory Warrior football here in Amory. 39 seconds and ticking down on the halftime as the Warriors are warming up and the Panthers are warming up. So we got a two-point ball game here. The Panthers in charge so far. But Amory has looked really good when they've had the ball. The Panthers run that offense, that RPO offense that eats up a lot of clock. And they own the time of possession, hands down, but they're only up by two on the scoreboard. So once again, Amory Warrior football here on 107.5 WLAK. My name is Jay Cornell, and my pleasure to bring you Amory Warriors football tonight and throughout the rest of the season. If there is the rest of the season, next Friday, they play they play Somerset at Somerset, the Warriors do, and if they win that ball game, that's going to give them three wins, and they do have a chance then of squeaking into the playoffs. Some three-win teams will make it. I'm not 100% sure how that all works, but you have to be 500 in or better in your conference to get in, and four wins will get you there. So they'll have three wins if they can get a W here tonight and then over in Somerset next week. So the Panthers, on the other hand, they are they own their own destiny here. If they can win tonight, I think they're assured a playoff bid. And I'll tell you, this style of offense they run, they could probably beat anybody. Speaking of beating anybody and the teams to beat in this conference, they're in a battle down in Baldwin-Woodville. The Baldwin-Woodville Blackhawks taking it to the favored number four ranked team in the state, the Prescott Cardinals, 20-0 at halftime. And how about that? I'd have lost money on that bet. But it's still a lot of ball game to go. I wouldn't bet against Prescott. So here we go, getting started on the second half. King back to kick for the Panthers. Sweeps the leg, boots it down to the 10-yard line. Vontae Allen takes it on the run, the 10, the 20, across the 25 to the 30, and finally taken out of bounds on the far side at the 30, 34-yard line of the Warriors. So nice return for Allen. They think they're going to mark it at the 34. They are. Warriors first down, first and 10 at the 34-yard line, their own 34. As we get underway here in Amory for the second half of football, 9-7 Panthers. Early going second half. The Warriors break huddle. They've got that T formation. Receivers left and right. Man in motion. Back to pass. Maxson looks right. Looks again. He's got time. Dumps it off to nobody. He was in trouble. He knew he was going to lose probably 5 or 6 yards, so he threw it at the feet of one of the D-backs. And it is a smart play on his part. There was nothing there for him. He rolled out to the right, looked to pass the entire time. I was waiting for him to tuck it and run. But he saw something that he thought he could hit, but nothing opened up. So second down now. Incomplete pass there. Second and 10, 34-yard line of the Warriors. T formation, man in motion again. Maxson's got it this time. He's going to run. He's got about 4 or 5 yards before he's taken down out there by number 26. We'll call it number 25 to be accurate, Fredericks. So Fredericks made the stop. Substantial gain. Gain of 7, 3rd and 3. 41-yard line now of the Warriors. So Maxson really calling his own number a lot tonight and making the most of it. T formation again. One of those man in motion. Vonte Allen in motion, I think. Nice pass right side caught. And taken down. Are they going to say it's a catch? They are. First down for the Warriors. Nice pass caught out there by number 22. I think it was Keaton Wallen anyway that made that catch. But that was a nice throw on the run to his right. Want to say a quick shout out to probably the most important person in my world right now, my wife Sarah. Teacher of the year every year in my book up there in Cameron. And I hope she's listening tonight on the Civic Media app as we get a first down play across midfield for the Warriors down to the 49-yard line. Wall in the ball carrier. So, Sarah, I got two words for you. Thank you. All right, here we go. They break the huddle, do the Warriors. And they've got trips left, single receiver right, single setback from the shotgun. Maxson looking left, looks right, throws it out in the flats, got his man, and immediately taken down over there is Wolin, number 22. Yeah, immediately lost a couple of yards there, did Wolin. Boy, it looked good. I mean, Maxson did everything right, looked right. Did kind of a modified pump of the ball, went back the other way, and incomplete. So third down and 11 now at the 47-yard line. Their own 47 for the Warriors, third and long. Maxson's going to run it. Looks right. No, he's going to run it, and he's in trouble. 25 tackled him. And that was Fredericks again and taking him down in the backfield. It's going to make it fourth and long. Yeah, Wolin went to the right. Looked like he was going to take the option of throwing, but tucked the ball, went back to the left. And number 25, Fredericks, just too quick. Caught up to him, took him down before he could get anywhere. Lost a yard. Back to kick now, Maxson. Back to receive. Big punt. Number 35 tries to run it down. It takes a hop all the way down, and it's going to be down. What a punt by Maxson. Maxson doing it all tonight. It took first of all, it went beyond the receiver. He had to run to his right and back, and he got there quick, but the ball hit and took a sharp bounce towards the end zone and then died. Warriors were able to pounce on it at the 4-yard line. So what a punt by Maxson. That was number 35, Gideon Sulenik back deep, and he couldn't get to it. He ran like a sprinter over there, but it took a sharp hop. All right, here we go. Under center. Quarterback keeper, left side, Punath, rope down, 9-yard line. Taken down out there by Carter Wallen, number 6. So Carter Wallen getting his name in the books on defense. He's usually a little bit more of a factor receiving, but they have run the ball, these Warriors, more often than they have passed it tonight. All right, so gain of about 5 yards, second and 5, 9-yard line. Here we go. Handoff goes to the second man through. That is number 30-something. Number 33, the ball carrier. That's Haig again. Aaron Haig, that big senior, 6'2", 205. He's going to get a couple. Couldn't see who roped him down there, but he didn't have anywhere to go. We're going to call it 3rd and 3. Ball is at the 12-yard line for the Panthers. So if they don't convert this 3rd down, the Warriors stand to get the ball back in good position. All right. Fake handoff, and he's hit immediately. The quarterback went nowhere. Faked the handoff, tried to roll left. I got to give credit to that terrific tackle out there as they unpile it. Number 4. Number 4, Caleb Danielson, having a nice game tonight. Makes the stop. Big kid, Danielson. 6'3", 220, a senior. And they are going to have to punt from inside the red paint, are the Panthers. So the punter stands inside the goal line. I'm trying to get a number for you on that punter. And they're shifting players in and out. Number 17 with a high punt takes a Panthers bounce across the 50. He's going to be down at the 49-yard line of the Warriors. Number 17, that is Casey. Oh, I knew I was going to have to say this name. Bozenellier? I'm going to get that pronunciation for you from the home team crowd here. How do you say Casey's last name? Bozenellers. Casey Bozenellers on the punt. All right. Sorry about that. Microphone issues. We're back on it now. Under center. Maxson is keeping it around the right side and is roped down after about a 4-yard gain. Buckle made the stop. We'll call it 5 yards. Nice gain there by Maxson. Yeah, Maxson doing it all tonight on offense. That gain, 5-yard gain takes it down to the 46-yard line of the Panthers. Second and 5. Upcoming now for the Cardinal Red Warriors. Those uniforms look sharp, red from top to bottom, except for the black socks. All right. Receivers right and left, man in motion. That's number 4. Pitch goes to Wolin. Wolin's got room, left side, hurdles a man, and is finally taken down out there after a big gain by Fredericks, number 25. That'll move the chains. Nice run. That's going to take it all the way down to the 34-yard line, 33-yard line of the Panthers. So this Amory team having their way at certain moments here, and that one was a big gainer. First and 10 now from the 33-yard line. Panthers 33, Warriors under center, Maxson under center, I should say. Single setback, split receivers right and left. Maxson keeps the ball and gains a couple. Looked like he handed it off to number 4, Danielson. And Danielson got hit right in the solar plexus by a tackler who thought he had the ball. And you can tell he's doubled over. Yeah, I felt that one from up here. And he had nothing to do with it, but he still got hit right in the rib cage, did Daniels. He stays in. T formation, receivers left and right. Walden in motion. He's going to lead the way for Maxson. Maxson's got room. He's got more room. Right side, up across the 30, 25-yard line to the 20, 2-yard line. Down to the 21 is Maxson, and that'll move the chains for the Warriors. Maxson looking good tonight. Wolin pulled on that one. Went in motion, I should say, behind the quarterback, and then led the way on the block and opened it up for Maxson. So Maxson again in the shotgun, T formation, receivers left and right. Again, Wolin in motion. This time Maxson's going to throw. Throws a little touch pass out of the back of the end zone. Incomplete there to number six, Wolin. Carter Wolin. Yeah, tried to give just a little touch pass there, but just overthrew his man in that far corner of the end zone, right side. So incomplete. And receiver had a step on him, but it would have been a next level play to drop that ball in there. So here we go. Second and 10, 23-yard line. Call it the 22-yard line. Second and 10 under center. Wolin pitches it back to Danielson. Danielson hit hard after a gain of about 3 or 4. Caleb Danielson, the ball carrier there. Buckle makes the stop. They're going to say a gain of 5, so third down at the 16-yard line. Third and 5, 16-yard line. In comes the play with Mike Kelly. And they break huddle to the Warriors, bring it to the line of scrimmage. Maxson's going to be in that T again. Shotgun formation, receivers right and left, man in motion. Maxson's going to throw right, has a man, no. Boy, the timing was perfect there by number three, Larson. Larson comes up shaking a little bit, looks like he hurt something, but he hit the intended receiver at the same time the ball got there. I half expected to see a yellow flag, but I think it was wise not to throw one. So that brings up fourth down, and they're going to try to kick a field goal. So rare back-to-back field goal attempts by these two teams. And this one's a little bit longer. Not much, 16-yard line. Snap, kick, and through. Nice kick by Maxson. As they exchange leads again, 10-9 in favor of the home team Warriors on senior night. Maxson, again, Swiss Army knife for this team, does it all. Punt, pass, and kick, right? And run. So the Warriors take the lead, 10-9, low-scoring baseball-type score here. 3:28 to go in the third quarter. And the Warriors back on top by a single point. So you're going to see a large dose, I would think, of number 33 and number 34, Aaron Haig and Hayden Buckle for the Panthers when they get back on the field. In the meantime, Maxson is going to kick off from their own 40. Back to receive is Fredericks, number 25. Nice looking athlete for these Panthers. Nice crowd out here tonight for senior night. So they recognize the seniors on this Amory squad, all 12 of them. Here we go. Maxson to kick. And it is a line drive knuckleballer that's going to hit at the 10 and bounce up into the arms of Fredericks. Fredericks squirts through across the 20, the 25, the 30, out to the 40-yard line, and he is finally taken down. There's Laundry, though, way back at the beginning of that, and it's going to be a block in the back against the receiving team. Yeah, you see Laundry back there. That's typically on the receiving team, and it is, again, a block in the back on the Panthers. Well, a fun ball game here in Amory. 3:20 to go in the third quarter, 9-10. The Warriors have the lead. And the Panthers have it now. Down at the 12-yard line. And they run it straight up the middle as they are prone to do. Number 33, the ball carrier, Haig again. Gains a minimum yard, minimal yardage, I should say, 2 yards. Second and 8. A couple of Warriors in on the stop there. I missed who it was. As the Panthers break the huddle from the 14-yard line. 13-yard line, second and 8. Again, ball goes up the middle, and it's loose. The ball's loose, and the Warriors say they have it. And the Zebra says they have it. The officials go, yep. I saw that ball squirt out like a bar of soap in the shower, and boom, the Warriors jumped on it. And boy, that could be a killer for this Panthers team. The ball's going to be at the 14-yard line, first and 10 for the Warriors. 2:47 to go in the third quarter. The Warriors lead by one and looking to add on here. They're well within red zone strike range now. T formation, Maxson looking right, looking left, runs left, gets back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. Initial contact out there by number 17. I knew I was going to have to say his name again. Bozenalier. I apologize. Don't have any Smiths or Johnsons over there by the Hammond area, apparently. All right, so second down and 10. Regardless, number 17. We'll just call him. Casey. He made a nice stop there. All right, so second and 10. Warriors break the huddle. Like I said, doing it a little quicker this time tonight. All right, T formation, shotgun, back to pass. Got a man left side up. Broken up. Nice looking pass, nice attempt out there, but broken up by number 25, Fredericks. We called his name a lot. Pass was intended for, I believe that was Ellefson. So Ellefson went up high for it. Nice looking spiral thrown out there by Maxson. Ellefson went up high for it. The receiver just got his hand in the cookie jar, and that was the end of it. So here we go, dual setbacks. Handoff goes to the second man through. He's hit immediately. So that's going to bring up fourth down already. Gained a yard did. Boy, I can't see who the ball carrier was there. I'm going to say that it was Keaton Wallen, but I don't know for sure. Hey, they're going to try for a field goal again. So Maxson back to kick. Carter Wallen to hold. And a flag. Uh-oh, if this backs up the kicking team, that could be trouble. So offsides against the kicking team. Oh, that hurts because that's going to put it, I don't know if it's out of his range, but it's certainly deep enough to make you reconsider. Nah, only back to the 17-yard line. They're going to try it again. He had one earlier from the 16-yard line, so this is certainly well within his range. Maxson back to kick. There's the snap. There's the kick. It's long enough, and it is through. Maxson with a nice kick. What is that, about a 30-yarder? 28-yarder? Nice job, Maxson, as we get the lead back here and add on to it with a pair of field goals. The Warriors 13, the Panthers 9. Let's take a quick timeout. Let's make it a quick one this time, and we'll come right back. Amory Warriors football, 107.5.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have questions. How do you make your savings last? How much should you take out and when? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? Eric Morrissey, your Edward Jones financial advisor, can help you build a strategy to make your finances keep up with your long-term needs. You've done what it takes to get there. Now it's time to make the most of retirement. Call Eric at 715-268-4106 to schedule an appointment. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Tell him I'll talk to him later. I'll rough him up. I owe you guys one. Hey, welcome back here to Amory Warriors football. 1:16 to go in the third quarter. The Warriors have the lead, 13-6. And they're going to be kicking it off from their own 40. Maxson, Mr. Everything tonight. Can run, can pass. He has kicked. He's kicked a couple of field goals. And here he is to kick it back to two gentlemen in the back. Ready to receive. Ball is taken by Fredericks, and he's got a head of steam as he gets across the 25 and is upended at the 27-yard line. Number 25, Fredericks, a nice-looking ball player here for the Panthers. He's tripped up as he hits full stride and hits the turf hard at the 27-yard line. So the Panthers are going to have it at their own 27, and they're trailing by 4 points. Boy, it would have been nice for the Warriors to get that ball across into the paint, but they get three out of it. And here come the Panthers. So tight formation again. They've got dual wings right, and they run it right. Handoff went to Buckle, and he gets nothing. In fact, loses a yard on that right side. The Warriors close in quick. I really thought that I didn't think that the Panthers were going to run at will up the middle, but I thought they would find a little more success than they are, and that Amory Warriors defensive front deserves a lot of accolades here tonight because the Panthers bring a load when they come through that line. All right, here we go. Dual setback, single receiver this time left. Looking to throw, the left-hander's got a man out there. Almost picked off. Almost picked off out there by number 25, Mike Kelly. Incomplete, intended for three. That is Larson, Matthias Larson, I believe, is that first name. And nice-looking tall receiver there for the Panthers. But that's going to bring up third down and long. So third and 11 upcoming here as the Amory Warriors have answered the call here on defense. 33, Haig out. 10, King in with the play. And King under center this time. No, check that. That's still Poneth. He throws a dart out there to 17, incomplete. Number 17, Casey, is the intended receiver, incomplete. It's going to make it fourth down. They're going to have to punt this one away, are the Panthers. So I'm not going to say they feel uncomfortable passing the ball because they don't look uncomfortable at all, but it is not their bread and butter. They are a run-heavy team. Back to punt now. A line drive knuckleballer taken by Vontae Allen, and he's hit immediately. He ran up, had to run up to take that ball at the 50-yard line. He's hit immediately. Oh, you won. Got a couple of young men here from St. Croix Central getting this guy a water, and now they got to help me open it. We take our next break. I'm going to get those two gentlemen over here and introduce themselves. All right, here we go. Under center. No, from the shotgun, Maxson hands it off. I believe that's Vontae Allen. Stumbling and bumbling through the front, the middle of the line, all the way across midfield, across the 45, down to the 40. Holy smokes. That was Caleb Danielson, the ball carrier. And I'll tell you what, he brought everybody with him on that one. Plenty of room I'm sorry, plenty of real estate eaten up on that one, and that's going to be a quick timeout here. We're going to stay right here. I'm going to get those two young guys to come over here. Gentlemen, how we doing here? I've got two young men from St. Croix Central. What grade you guys in?
We're freshmen.
Freshmen.
Freshmen here at St. Croix Central. They're here helping out with the video recording for this Panthers team, and they've been nothing but good to this guy, helping me get some water, being helpful all the way around with pronunciations. They dropped the ball on that one kid, though. I can't remember his name. Hey, guys, are you guys both football players then?
Yeah.
Yes.
When do you guys play again?
Monday against Amory.
Monday against Amory, that one will be at home?
Yes.
Tell me your names quick. Number 22 first.
Jacob Leff.
And number 18? 14? 44. Number 44, sorry about that. Forgot his name.
Caden Corcoran.
And what do you guys, what positions do you guys play?
Running back.
Running back.
All right, well, I look forward to a bright future here with Panthers football, but we are going to get back to Amory Warriors football, 107.5, and we are underway here. The ball carrier was Maxson, I believe. Haig made the stop. Loss of a couple of yards here at the 40-yard line. The Warriors have it at the Panthers 40, second and 12. All right, second and 12 here. 11:21 to go in the ball game, and it is 13-9 in favor of the home team Warriors here on senior night as the Warriors break huddle. And here they come, second and 12, and we're going to have a timeout. So the Warriors are going to call a timeout. Once again, come back and join us. We're going to have a quick break on 107.5 Amory Warriors football.
Need reliable electrician services? Look no further than Vans Electric. They've got the experts ready to help with wiring, lighting, and even full electrical installation. Their expertise doesn't stop there. Thanks to their partnership with Blue Flame Heating and Cooling, all your heating and air conditioning needs can also be met. Together, they're your one-stop shop for keeping your home powered, comfortable, and safe. Call Vans Electric at Blue Flame Heating and Cooling at 715-268-2264 today.
So why do teenagers play high school sports? Some participate for a sense of purpose, some play to inspire others, and some for the friendships they develop. Very few mention they participate to get an athletic scholarship, because they know that less than 2% of all high school athletes are awarded a sports scholarship. Whatever the reason for playing, student athletes enjoy all the benefits of participation, including making better decisions. A message from Civic Media and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports.
All right, after that short break, Maxson got the ball and gained about 5 yards along the left side. Maxson, the quarterback slash running back slash punter slash kicker slash Mr. Everything, return man, whatever you need. So Maxson, Jacob Maxson having a good night here, number 8. And he is in the shotgun now, T formation. Keaton Wolin in motion. Handoff goes to Danielson. Danielson getting a lot of playing time on offense and a lot of ball touches tonight. And he gets back to the line of scrimmage on that left side. So it's going to make it fourth down. Ball is at the 33-yard line of the Panthers. 10 minutes and ticking down here in the ball game. The Warriors hanging on to that thin lead. Down in Baldwin-Woodville, the Blackhawks have scored again, 26-0 over the heavily, well, I won't say heavily favored, but the favorite Cardinals. All right, Maxson scrambles, back to pass, has a man, throws it. Caught out there. What a one-handed, beautiful catch. Are they going to give it to him? The Zebras aren't sure what, yes. The officials were not 100% sure. The Panthers were waving it off. from my perspective, it looked like a one-handed catch as the defender had his other arm wrapped up all the way down to the 4-yard line. All right, so here we go. Maxson under center, dual setbacks. Receiver right, hands it off to Wolin. Wolin hits a wall but breaks through. Touchdown! Touchdown for the home team Amory Warriors. Holy smokes. What a long, beautiful pass that was from Maxson. That previous play, he scrambled. He looked left, looked right, was in trouble, threw a dart. Now I'm going to say threw a bomb from about the 45-yard line down to the 4, but the catch was the impressive part. The guys next to me are looking at it on replay. It looked like it was a good catch from my perspective, but I'm 100 yards away. Maxson's kick up and good. The extra point is good. And now the Warriors are in command, 20-9, 9:19 to go. And this Panthers offense is not a rapid scoring, high flying passing offense. So this lead of 11 points looks pretty big right now for the Warriors. 9:19 to go in the ball game, 20-9 in favor of the home team here on senior night. A crisp fall night, finally. We've had several hot football nights in a row, several weeks in a row. Very dry out there, but a crisp feel in the air, and it definitely feels like Friday night football finally here in Northwest Wisconsin. And the home team and the home crowd a little bit excited here. Crowd not real thick here on senior night, but a healthy crowd. Nice crowd across the way for the Panthers as Maxson tees it up on the home team 40. So the crimson-colored uniforms really standing out here against this green background tonight. Boy, beautiful setting here in Amory on this new football field. Third game ever on this field. Maxson back to kick. Kicks a line drive knuckleballer again. It takes a tough hop. Fredericks kicks it around back there, finally picks it up, and then is hit. Oh, and the ball's loose. And it is recovered by, no, they're going to say he was down. Number 28 was the ball carrier. That was not Fredericks. That was Herrick, Owen Herrick, number 28, a senior, 6 foot, 190, I believe, was the return man there. He was hit hard. The ball popped out, but the officials say no. Nope. Elbow or something else hit the ground, and here we go, first and 10 from their own 19-yard line are the Panthers. They need a lot of points quick. Hand the ball off up the middle. It's going to go for a minimal gain here, and that was 33. Hag, the ball carrier. So like I said, these Panthers can put up the points, but they are a grinded out style offense, and 11 points at 8 minutes and 48 seconds to go in the ball game might seem like it's a pretty big mountain. All right, under center, Punath hands it off straight up the middle. Minimal gain for Buckle. Buckle is dropped. Got a couple of men around his ankles, and he couldn't shake them. It's going to be about a 3-yard gain now. It's going to make it 3rd and 5 at the 25-yard line. No. Yes, 25-yard line, we'll call it. 3rd down and 5 upcoming for the Panthers as they break huddle. They got a receiver far left side, dual setbacks, wing left. Punath under center, wants to talk about it. Now he takes the ball, looks left, throws left, has got a man, broken up, incomplete. Boy, the away crowd wants a flag. That was one of those borderliners that could have gone either way, I guess. If face guarding is still a penalty, then that was probably a penalty. The defender would have turned around there. He'd have had the ball in his breadbasket, but he didn't turn around. There wasn't enough contact to warrant pass interference. It's 4th down, and we are back to punt. before the punt can leave the foot of number 17, Casey. It is a false start against the St. Croix Central Panthers now. And that's going to just make that punt a little bit longer for Casey. Not going to attempt his last name. I apologize, Casey. Butchered that one enough tonight. Snap right between the numbers. A line drive kick. It's going to be taken at the 48-yard line. Fair catch, I guess. Number two, Ellison, took it at the 48-yard line of the Panthers. Not 100% sure why he called a fair catch. Looked like he had lots of running room, but had to make a judgment call quick there because that was a line drive punt. And he thought, boy, it's this short. They're probably going to have coverage quick. He ran up, waved fair catch, and the Warriors have it now in good position, 48-yard line to the Panthers. Dual receivers left now for Max, and he's under center. Two setbacks. Pitch goes to Wolin, and the play is dead before it gets started, and they're going to call a false start against the home team. Warriors false start, so they haven't been overly heavily penalized here tonight. But that one is going to march them back across to their side of the 50. And from the 47-yard line, their own 47, the Warriors have it. First down, 15. 7:51 to go in the ball game here in Amory. The Warriors still have the lead, 20-9. A bit of a shocker here, I think. Warriors will say, oh, no. But I think we expected this to be a little bit tighter at this point. All right, handoff. Pitch goes to number four, Danielson, getting the ball a lot. Is Danielson for the Warriors. He gets the penalty yardage back across the 50, and it's going to be second and 10. Trying to see who made the stop there, but I lose these numbers so quick because they, when they're at midfield, unless they turn and show me, those numbers are hard to see. They have them on their helmets, but they're too small for this cat, and I'm not going to throw the binocs up. Here we go. Pitch goes to Danielson. Danielson right side. Nowhere to go. He won't go down, but he's got the entire team trying to take him down. And they just call it dead over there. I don't think he ever did hit the turf. Danielson not going down easy tonight, and he comes up gimping. Yeah, he's favoring that left leg as he runs off the field, his right leg, rather, as he runs off the field. And he's going to have the trainer look at it. So they're looking down around the ankle on Caleb Danielson. And he's out of the ball game temporarily. He's been a workhorse tonight. And it looks like stoppage out there. I'm not sure why. Danielson's off the field, and they're finally going to call a timeout. Hey, let's take a quick break here. Amory Warriors football, 20-9 at 6:18 to go in the ball game. The Warriors are ahead on 107.5.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have questions. How do you make your savings last? How much should you take out and when? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? Your Edward Jones financial advisor can help you build a strategy to help your finances keep up with your needs over the long haul. You've done what it takes to get there. Now it's time to make the most of retirement. Visit edwardjones.com or call 715-268-4106. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Daisy was abandoned and placed in foster care at 15 years old.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had a hole in my heart, but when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers lingering in foster care, like Daisy, who need a safe, permanent home now. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
So as we come back here to Amory, the Warriors had it third and 12 from the 50. Maxson tries to sneak along the left side there and gets taken down immediately by Haig, and so that's going to be a loss. It's going to be fourth down and about 13, and Maxson is back to punt. So back to punt is Maxson. Back to receive is Larson. Maxson's punt takes a Warrior bounce again. Bounces finally up into the arms of a white jersey. That was number 25, Fredericks, and then I see flags. So Fredericks got up back up to the 20. He's slow getting up. Yeah, and he is down. So they are going to take officials' time out here and take a look at him. He's writhing around. I believe that is number 25, William Fredericks. I shouldn't say that until I know for sure here, but. Is that Fredericks? Well, they're looking at a down Panthers player at the 20-yard line. He was hit. The ball bounced up to him, and he was taking it up the center of the field, kind of up the seam there, the right hash mark, and he got hit fairly hard. And he is still down on the field. I can't confirm who that is, and we're not going to say any more about it until we know. But the crowd is quiet right now. Good news is he was moving around quite a bit and then decided to just lay down and let somebody help him. So you're listening to Amory Warriors football on 107.5. And the penalty flag was against the Warriors. And number 35 now for the Panthers, Gideon Sulinik, is up and moving. He's fine. So I did have the wrong name and wrong number. I apologize. Number 35, and he looks like he's fine. He's coming off under his own power. Might have had the wind knocked out of him. I don't see him even limping a little bit. So that's good news for everybody, but especially Panthers fans and especially for that young man. So, all right. So big penalty. Marches it all the way back, and they're going to punt it again. So Maxson has to get it off quick, or it's going to be blocked, and he does. Nice kick left side. They're going to let it bounce. It's going to go out of bounds at the 23-yard line of the Panthers. So Maxson did a nice job there. He had a guy in his grill almost instantly, and he had to do a quick drop kick and just got it away. 5:28 to go in the ball game now here in Amory. The Warriors are in control, 20-9 over the Panthers. So the Panthers have the ball, and they need some points quick, or this Amory team is going to chalk up their second Middle Border Conference win. Once again, I think it's pretty much in hand for the Baldwin-Woodville Blackhawks down there in Baldwin versus the Prescott Cardinals. We'll get a score on that. All right, under center, back to pass. Long pass down to the 50, incomplete, and there's Laundrie. So they threw a flag on the defender there for the Warriors. Said that he just made too much contact. It's going to be a 15-yard penalty as Punath threw a deep ball from, he dropped back to about his 15-yard line, threw it down to the 50, and they're going to say pass interference against the Warriors. So they march that off, and that's going to bring it all the way up to the, so it's not a spot foul in high school. It's 15 yards and all the way to the 38-yard line. So their own 38-yard line, the Panthers will have it first and 10 on that pass interference penalty. There's been a couple of close calls on that tonight, but the officials thought that one was a little too tight. Back to pass, Punath. Left side, same play again. He's got a man. No. Broken up out there by Logan Doughton. I hope I said his name right, but he had a nice play deep. Frederick Frederick, the intended receiver on that. Yeah, there was no room there. The receiver and the defensive back covering him were wearing the same shoes. They were right in step with each other. All right, so under center again, Punath. Receiver's left. He looks left. Throws a dart out there. Caught and breaking free. Number five along the sideline, and he's finally pushed out of bounds. Holzer, Trennan Holzer, a senior on the reception.